What are you hearing as you talk with people in the Middle East? What are you seeing as you travel like I do across the United States, as you watch the president like no administration in our lifetime? You'd have to go all the way back to the Reagan administration to find anything even remotely close to this. You have a president who is constantly referring to God, constantly having prayer, has around him men of spiritual wisdom that are giving him advice. Do we sit on the threshold of perhaps finding answers, at least temporary answers, to some of these dilemmas that no other presidential administration has been able to find? Do we sit on the verge of that?
Well, indeed, I do think we are on the verge of that happening. Want to remember what God's word says for we as Christians, as it relates to these political leaders over there in 1 Timothy chapter 2, to pray for those in higher authority. And it talks about supplication, specifically asking something. It talks about simply prayer at all times, talks about thanksgiving, talks about intercession for them. So we need to pray they get saved. We need to pray they'll pay attention to biblical principle. We need to pray that they'll apply these biblical principles, and we must lift them up to the throne of God on a daily basis. The Bible talks about, in the book of Proverbs, as Gary mentioned, that wisdom, we talked about James 1:5, that wisdom follows a fear of the Lord, a reverential fear of the Lord, and it's to be willing to obey God. But then I come to the fact that God is going to use these world leaders to accomplish his will. At Revelation 17:17, he said he puts in the hearts of these leaders to do his will. So if we pray for those in higher authority, in leadership, and pray that they'll be saved, be willing to obey God, to listen to what he says, I believe they'll be open to then have God put in their hearts to do his will.